Hi, this is Sharon Glover, and I want to welcome you to the S Zone, where we talk strategies and solutions for everyday life and business. I am super excited to be recording our very first episode, and today we are talking about reflection, the importance of reflection, not just reflection, but releasing. So just about a week or so ago, I had an opportunity to share some tips and ideas about mindset, particularly how do we maintain a positive mindset when we're going after a new vision or any vision. And in that process, I wanted to share just some tips, some very logical, sequential tips for maintaining a mindset, because we know in this day and age, with all of the things that we have coming in front of us, all of the different societal things, all of the distractions, all the elements and aspects that just make up life, it can be challenging. It can be beyond challenging to maintain a positive mindset. So we wanted to look at some opportunities, some ways, some thoughts, some strategies, some techniques to maintain our mindset. And we all are familiar with some of those, with some of the processes or some of the rituals that we tend to do from a mindset basis. We know that it's important to still our mind, that things like meditation and prayer and any opportunity we have to just allow ourselves to go inward and is super important for us. But I wanted to give the audience a look at another approach. I wanted to go a little bit deeper than your standard affirmations. Affirmations are super important. We definitely should be speaking and claiming and putting things in existence for ourselves. But the power of reflection, I think, is incredibly important. And I wanted to start there in terms of a technique, in terms of a strategy, because reflection takes you inward. And I think very often we don't do enough of that. And so today I just want to talk about that first idea that I shared on maintaining a positive mindset by talking about reflection and releasing. So the first thing I want to just share or talk about is just this opportunity for us to reflect. I want you to think about how often you actually reflect. As I stated before, reflection is just an opportunity for us to go inward, to ask ourselves some questions, to think very deeply, mindfully, instinctively about who we are, what's going on around us, how we're impacted, what effect things have had and are having on our lives. It's, in my opinion, an opportunity to just explore, to connect more deeply to ourselves as well as our external environment. And I talked about, let me start here. So each year I have an opportunity to connect with a really good friend of mine to do some reflection. An annual reflection is a wonderful, very enlightening and somewhat, and can be inspiring activity or exercise to really process the year. So I have a good friend, and every year we do our annual reflections. And we both look forward to it because it gives us an opportunity to not only reflect with ourselves, but to exchange and share with each other. And so we have that type of relationship. We've been friends for over 20 years. And so we know that when we get together, is about truth. Like, we don't have to sit down and try to pretend like it's been the best year, or like we didn't have challenges that just rocked us to the core, and that we spent a good part of our brain space trying to figure some things out. We don't have to do that. Like, we don't have to come with any pretense or any preconceived notions of anything, but to just sit in that space with each other and just share and reflect. We also don't have to concern ourselves with talking about how well we rocked it and concerning ourselves with any concerns about envy or braggadociousness or anything like that. We don't have to concern ourselves with those type of things. When we come into the space with each other, we know we can just come as we are, who we are, with the things that that we've addressed or that have occurred through the year. So it's a lovely, lovely time. And what's cool about it is each year we do it a little bit different. So it's not this really, it's a ritual in that we do it every year, but it's not rigid. And so we change it up each year, and we do different things, and it's really awesome. And so one of the things that we did from a previous year that I really loved is we took an opportunity to break down not just a year, but we looked at our life based on 10 different aspects of life. And we take that from a program that I've designed, a personal development program, and it allows you to just look at different aspects of your life, your spiritual life, your financial life, your personal life, and just some different elements and aspects of life, and they're broken down into just 10 different categories, and we rated each one, and then we did a total and came up with our average or mean score for the year. And it was really enlightening is what it was. It was really enlightening. And so we liked that. We looked at that. We had some questions. We had the different, as I said, categories. Some of those include, like I said, your physical life, you know, what are you doing physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, those types of things. And so we rated that. And we came back this past year and we wanted to look at it in conjunction to the previous year, because we just thought it would be interesting. That was the first year that we had done it in that way, actually giving ourselves a score for the year. So it was really cool, but we did that. But we also had an opportunity to talk about an exercise that she wanted to do. She has two daughters, and they had talked about doing an activity of release, reflecting and releasing. And that activity included just looking at some of the things that had been impactful throughout the year, anything that maybe had stood in their way during the year, and taking that and actually burning it in a ritual. You've probably heard of that ritual before. I did a ritual similar to that many, many years ago. As I was getting my psychology degree. And it's a very powerful activity. It's a very powerful activity. The idea is to take those things that you know have just impacted you, that you just really want to let go of, and to let go of it in this very tangible way. And that's to write those things down, to literally remove those things from your life by burning them, you know, seeing them go up in flames, seeing the smoke. And so that was one of the things that they had decided they would do that year, is to release, to let go of some things, and then to let go of some things and then release some things. Release some positive things, some new narratives, if you will. And I decided to do that as well. Again, this idea of reflection is very powerful. So keeping in that same vein and understanding that I tend to just have a very reflective nature. As I shared with you just a little bit earlier, I studied psychology and this idea of humanistic psychology, and this all about this growth and development and self-awareness and getting really real clarity around that. So from time to time, I will just take these opportunities to explore, to reflect. I do that through questioning. I do that by reading. I do that in many different ways. And I just wanted to share an experience that I was having this morning as I picked up a book called The Tapping Solution. The Tapping Solution to Creating Lasting Change. And it's so cool because from time to time, I'll just go in the library, one of my favorite places in the world. And know with all the technology, people thinking the library. I love the library. It is one of the most amazing places ever. The most amazing place that you can be. And so from time to time, I'll go in the library with nothing in particular in mind that I'm looking for. And I might just choose a section, or I'll go to maybe books, new books that have come out. And I was in the library and I picked up this book. Well, I have had some familiarity with tapping. I've seen it done before. I've explored it just a little bit, not anything on a very consistent basis. And I am familiar with this author, Jessica Ortner. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And I would love down the road for maybe her to come on this show and talk a little bit about this book. She starts it out talking about just how she's used tapping, some places that she was, and even when she got to a certain place. She's very well known for her book, The Tapping Solution for Weight Loss and Body Confidence. I haven't read that one. I haven't needed to read that one, or I wouldn't need to read that, as I haven't ever struggled really with weight loss or body confidence. But this was one of her best-selling books. And she talked about after that how she just got in this little place where, you know, she got a little stuck, as we all do. And this book is following that one. I don't know if this is her second book or not, but it's following that one. So she wrote that one first. But I'll tell you, Jessica, this book is really, really, really connected with me and hitting me in some places that I didn't anticipate, you know, emotionally. As she is going through some various tapping exercises and some release exercises, and just kind of getting us through this process, this book. And I tell you, I think I'm on the fourth chapter here. And wow, it's really, really been bringing up some things, which is one of the reasons I wanted to use this as the first show, this reflection. Like, this is truly, truly giving me an opportunity to reflect on some things, to go really deep, to look at some narratives that I've had that I still need to let go of. And remove, and so that I can use the tapping to release some other ideas. So it's been really, really good reading it, and I'm looking forward to exploring more and finishing the book and just getting to some new places in this opportunity to reflect and release. And that's really what I wanted to share today. I wanted this to be a very brief first episode. And what I really want to share with you is, if you're not taking an opportunity on a regular basis to do some internal reflection and to do some releasing, I think that's a disservice to yourself. I think it's critically important because we live in a very, very fast-paced world. And it's very easy to get caught up in all the chatter, all of the issues of the world, all of the distractions, all of the opportunities, all of the go run, go run, go run, go run, go run, I have something to do, rush, rush, rush. Let's keep it moving mode. Let's grind it. Let's do the hustle. It's very easy to get in that place and start this rotation of just doing, 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 as opposed to getting in a place of just stillness and being. And being for me is about, who am I right now in this space? Who am I right now in this space? What do I need? What do I want? What are my challenges? What are my opportunities to explore a new level of growth? A new dimension of personal development, a new dimension of professional development. And I don't think that you get to see that and experience that unless you take the opportunity to still yourself, to reflect, to get really mindful, to do that work of clearing, as some people call it. Just clearing. I was shocked at the level of clearing that was happening for me this morning as I was reading this book and experiencing this idea of tapping. And this is not a audio about tapping. I can't even get into that. I don't know enough about tapping to give you words around this process. It may be something you've heard of before, maybe something you want to explore. And if so, I'd say go and do a little research on it. But it gave me this opportunity to reflect and release that I can really appreciate, because I was really surprised by it, because I'm a reflective person, so I do a lot of reflecting. So again, I was really surprised by it. So again, make sure that you take the opportunity. If you are, you know, wherever you are, in your life, in your business, I would just offer to you as a strategy the idea of taking more opportunities to reflect. So guys, thank you so very much for tuning in to this very first episode of the S Zone, where we're discussing strategies and solutions for life and business. This is Sharon Glover, and I am your host. And I look forward to you tuning in next time. Thank you.